a legitimate conference enterprise. In the southern fields, there should be facilities for the manufacture of inexpensive, necessary health foods. Worldly policy is not to be brought into this work. Christ said, "My kingdom is not of this world." It was not established by human power, and human power cannot overthrow it. All the gifts of God come to us through Jesus Christ. In giving His Son to our world, God gave all heaven. And in everything connected with the health food business, God is the one who is to be honored and glorified. The Lord Jesus desires all to understand His declaration, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Concerning the manufacture and sale of health foods in the southern field, I would say, if the Southern Union Conference will choose men of ability and strict economy to take up this work for the benefit of the cause in the South, it is well. But the greatest wisdom and economy will have to be exercised in order to make this work a success. If proper men are found to take up this work, then let the whole Union Conference take hold with unselfish interest to make their work a success. In this movement, I can see that industries may be established which will help the cause in the southern field. And centers of influence may be established in many places by the opening up of food stores and restaurants. All that men as missionaries for God can do for the southern field should be done. The light I have been given is that in every effort made to manufacture health foods in the southern field, the business should be conducted not as a speculation for personal benefit, but as a business that God has devised whereby a door of hope may be opened for the people. The spirit of selfish monopoly must not enter into this work, but the spirit to help the people to get healthful foods freely and at moderate prices. This work must not be carried on in the South just as it has been in the North. The health food business should be regarded as God's gift to His people. In connection with the commoner foods which you may make in the South, you may be able to arrange to handle many of the special foods manufactured by our people at Battle Creek. In all our work, we are to remember that the same Jesus who fed the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, is able today to give us the fruit of our labor. He who said to the fishers of Galilee, "Let down your nets for a draught," and who, as they obeyed, filled their nets till they broke, desires His people to see in this an evidence of what He will do for them today. The same God who gave the children of Israel manna from heaven, lives and reigns. He will give skill and understanding in the preparation of health foods. He will guide His people in the preparation of health foods. He will guide His people in the preparation of wholesome food. He desires them to see what they can do in the preparation of such food, not only for their own families, which is their first responsibility, but for the help of the poor. They are to show Christ-like liberality, realizing that they are representing God, and that all they have is His endowment. Written February 5, 1902.